Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly, and I've got a good one for you today because this thing is full of lies, and I even called the cops. So where in the world is Dan in right now? Police are here. Even they don't believe what's going on. The job numbers are a complete lie. They told us that they just added 353,000 jobs to our non-farm payroll in January. Blowout month, and we all know that that was a lie, and your wages were up too. Don't forget that. So before I get into it, like the video, subscribe to this channel, and today we have a sponsor. And before I get into that, I want to cover this. This is an absolute lie, okay? It really is. Do any of you believe this? If you just watch my channel, but you don't watch any other YouTube channel, which we all know you do, you watch, everybody likes the news, and you want to get updated from all these different people. But here is what is insane. They just told us that the non-farm payrolls were a blowout month. They were basically double of what they expected. They expected 185,000 jobs. Great. Anything lower than that would have been disastrous. But what we've heard over the course of just the last month is that hundreds of thousands of people have lost their jobs. Laid off, everything's bad. So they lied to us and said, no. We added 356,000 people. It's blowout month. Rick Santelli says that this is just great. It shows you how the economy is booming. He's the new Jim Cramer. Okay, he's an idiot. He's an absolute imbecile to sit there and talk about how great everything is when you know it's not good, guys. You just know it's not. So inflation is through the roof. But hey, don't worry, it's holding fast. You have nothing to worry about. Non-farm payrolls, okay? 356,000 jobs have been added. Now, here is the lie. You can't have all these massive layoffs and have the job numbers stay the same, the unemployment numbers stay the same. It held fast at 3.7%. Who believes that? Who believes with all these jobs being lost that unemployment is at 3.7%? I'm furious with this. It's ridiculous right now. Absolutely ridiculous. So you have to look at this. You have to take this with a grain of salt. Is it because it's an election year? Is it because they don't want you to know the truth? Who knows? But if you read the numbers, you'll know that this is all smoke and mirrors. It's not even a good magic trick. It's an absolute lie right now. So with that being said, unemployment is not at 3.7%. You can't have hundreds of thousands of people that are heads of household lose their jobs and have it not affect the economy. It's insane. It absolutely makes no sense, and it's absolutely unbelievable to think that this is anything but a complete farce. So, with that being said, you know, I'm fed up with this. There's all these iguanas walking through here. By the way, I'm in Miami right now, okay? So, it's unbelievable, guys. You've got everything completely pointing in the wrong direction. The Orange County Register said, if inflation is only at 3.2%, why is it that our food bills have gone up 27% in the last year? Read the article below, because it's amazing. It's fantastic. It shows you just how ridiculous everything is right now. And with that, you've got to look at this and take it with a grain of salt, because man, oh man, I don't know what the point of lying to us is. Okay. Deutsche Bank. Okay. They're laying off thousands of people right now. I'll cover them a little later, but you can't have all these layoffs. You can't have everything being in the negative and then being told that the numbers are all good. It makes zero sense to us. So correct me if I'm wrong, share your thoughts on this stuff right now. Do you believe these numbers? Because I think they are a complete lie. I think none of this is true. I think that we're being fed a story that's crazy. I am in Miami and there's a rooster out here. So enjoy. Let's see if we can go find the rooster, okay? But share your thoughts on this stuff so far. Let me know what you think. Do you believe these numbers? Because I don't. I don't believe any of this right now. And I don't know what the point of lying to you is. And if it's to get you so that you'll spend money. Listen to the rooster. Hear that? Okay? So I don't know what the point of this is. I don't know why you would want to tell somebody that things are good when they are not. You pay your bills, you pay your energy costs, you pay for everything. And yes, some things have gone down, but man, oh man, we have just been beat up over the course of just, let's just use the last year. And then now we're told that everything's turning around. They want it to turn around. They pray it turns around. They hope to God it turns around. But you know what? It's not turning around. It's going in the wrong direction. It's going in the negative direction. Do any of you believe that unemployment is 3.7%? Seriously, tell me. Tell me where what I'm missing about this. Because every single business that I talk to, and it makes no difference what they're doing, they don't want to have people that are out. You know, they don't want people to sit there and go, oh yeah, this is bad. It is bad, guys. So let me know what you think about this so far. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. Patriot Gold Group is the number one rated gold company with consumer affairs for 7 years in a row. There's a reason for that. Their customer service is second to none. But as you look at the instability of the economy and the fairy tale that we are being told all around us, this is serious. So do yourself a favor, call them today at 888-330-1431 and find out about purchasing precious metals. Get an IRA or 401k that's backed by precious metals. They even have a free investor guide that you can get that will answer all your questions. You can use the link below or you can call them today. But take advantage of the number one rated Patriot Gold. They're number one rated for a reason, but look at the instability all around us. And again, this is a big fairy tale that we're being told that everything is great and that you have nothing to worry about. You can take care of this by protecting yourself and calling them today. 888-330-1431 and get yourself on the side of precious metals in your retirement. Call them today. I found the wild rooster. Come on, one time. Awesome. Can you eat a rooster? I don't know. The cow population is dropping. Beef prices are going to stay high. No, they're gonna go up, guys. Think about this. The amount of cows in the United States has dropped to the lowest level since the 1970s. The 1970s. Think about this. We have a few more people here than we did the 1970s. Okay, Nixon, Ford, Jimmy Carter, Reagan. Come on, guys. It's just nuts. We've had added hundreds of millions of people since that time, and our beef level is going to drop to the lowest level since the 1970s. It's unbelievable, but you're going to see prices skyrocket during this time. There's an anticipated that there's only 28.2 million cows. Okay? So ask any farmer. And again, I love the farmers because they tell me how it is. And they tell me how they're not getting paid. There's problems with fertilizer. There's problems with soil. There's problems with drought. Okay, across the country, and they don't have the herds of cattle that they had at one point. But you're gonna see prices absolutely skyrocket during this time. Deutsche Bank is laying off 3,500 people. 3,500 people. Oh, okay. Well, I thought the bank was doing good. No, that's the Deutsche Bank side. They bought UBS, okay? So again, more and more people. Unemployment's not going down, but you're gonna lose another 3,500 bankers. Bankers are losing their jobs. Okay, come on, guys. It's too much. We talked about the IRS in a couple videos ago. You have to be ready because think about this. The IRS does not send you an email. They do not text you. They do not call and say, hey, get it, buy a debit card, and we will reach out to you. They mail you. They mail you letters. Now, these thieves have gotten so brazen that they have put up a fake IRS masthead on really professional envelopes that you have to rip open. You know, the kind that are folded and they're glued together and you got to rip open the sides. It looks like a check, so you're like, oh my gosh, I got to open it. It's from the IRS. But that's not how they do it. What they do is they're trying to steal your identity during this time, and they're doing a really good job of it. Listen, Dan, you got a refund coming. You need to fill this out and send us your information. There's one of the wild roosters out here. got to send us your information and we will send you a check. And so many people have fallen for it. And the problem with it is that people are getting their identity stolen and people have had to pay a fee, which the IRS, pay a fee and we will give you your refund. Pay in advance on next year's tax return of $68 and we will give you your $650. Oh, that's a deal. Where do I sign up for that? Don't do it. Don't do it, guys. Hulu customers are upset because Hulu's just decided to do what Netflix did and they're cracking down on the shared passwords. So I've told you guys this story before. When my kids lived with me, they got to live with me basically rent-free. My daughter's rent consisted of my Netflix account and Hulu. And if she paid for that, that was her rent. And she used to joke with her friends when Netflix and Hulu went up that her rent went up with me. But now you can't share passwords anymore and they're cracking down on that. So it's over with. Isn't this crazy? Miami, and they've got roosters just walking around, okay? It's a joke's on somebody. So, you know, again, you're going to see nothing but problems. There is a huge warning when it comes to property taxes not getting paid on these commercial properties to the tune of $560 billion. Think about this. You can't rent your building out between New York and Tokyo, and you've got vacancies at an all-time high. Hey, things are coming back. We're only at a 30% vacancy right now. Things are great. Now, they're celebrating that, which in a normal year would be absolutely devastating and absolutely catastrophic. But the property taxes are not going to get paid. You don't pay your property taxes, they'll just show up and take your property. Okay? So that's coming to a lot of people. So share your thoughts on that one. The next one, which is my favorite, the greatest city in the world, Oakland, California. Oakland, California is losing one of the most successful Denny's restaurants now. Denny's is closing because of thugs and crime at Denny's, okay? So all the people are ripping people off. They're robbing people in the restaurant, robbing people outside the store, homelessness, vagrancy, drugs, everything that makes a Grand Slam worth purchasing. You know what I mean? Come on. Let's go get drunk. Let's stay out all night. Let's go to Denny's, okay? I mean, come on, okay? I was young once, okay? But now, it comes with, hey, where's my wallet, okay? So that should be Denny's advertised. Needless to say, I don't think Denny's is gonna offer a sponsorship deal to me. Hey, you wanna get robbed? Let's go to the Oakland Denny's. Get a Grand Slam, get the Southern Slam, whatever slam you like, okay? So share your thoughts, guys, on this stuff. This is all a fairy tale that everything's going to be okay and that we're going to have a soft landing. There will be no soft landing, guys. There won't be. If you understand the reality of economics 101, just go back to high school. Go back to what they taught us about economic spending and what a central bank is there for and what they're supposed to do. They're trying to tell us that, hey, it's going to be okay, but they know it's not. When they printed money, the money printing machine and just spit it out in 2020 and 2021, they gave so much money and doomed themselves. Instead of just saying, no, we're not gonna give you guys anything, and just dealt with reality, they didn't do that. And now they're trying to get a hold of inflation, which they have not gotten a hold of yet. If they could fix this, they would fix it immediately. And now I know there's gonna be economists and business professionals and teachers out there, they're gonna say, Dan, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that fast. Why not, guys? Why not? The Magnificent Seven in the stock market that has just gone up and is, you know, hoisting up the value of the S&P 500 is ridiculous. This whole thing is ridiculous. Companies and countries don't work on a real basis right now. Your economic numbers are not real. You can lie about jobs. You can talk about how great things are and the government hired more people and it's great, but they're going to not be able to pull off the 2% inflation. So you have to prepare yourself for what is real, and they may not lower interest rates over the course of the next year. Are you ready for that? If you rely on this, you need to get yourself ready for this. The instability of the stock market is a real thing. Now, again, Do you believe this? Do you believe that everything's good right now? I sure don't. And with all the news that gets sent to me and the real life stories that you guys send me, I could do 2-hour videos every day on just what you guys send me with what people are going through and the prices that they're paying and how ridiculous it is out there. But it is absolutely unrealistic to think that this is going to be anything but bad right now. You know, Fulton County, they got hit with a cyber attack and still don't have access to everything. Oh, that's good. You know, power outages. And again, the problem with these cyber attacks is that they're getting more and more brazen. They're happening more and more, and people are paying less and less for these, but the damage is getting done. So they're not stopping these. They're not holding it off. But again, a fairy tale to think that these guys are going to be fixed anytime soon. So as I walk through this area, you know, let me know what you think about this. You think that the Fed's going to get a hold of this? Do you have faith that interest rates are going to drop? You have faith that the economy is going to turn around between now and Election Day? I do not. I am one of the firm believers that this is the good time. These are the good times. You're going to look back and say, wow, January, February of 2024, business was okay compared to where it is today. Let me know what you think about that. One thing that's pretty wild right now is the number of bank closures that are happening on a weekly basis. And there are sites right now, and I've got one out of the UK talking about American banks and how we're starting to see more and more people be denied access to their banks. Bank accounts closing, bank shenanigans, banks questioning things, happening more and more. But the closures of banks, there's another 41 banks that are going to close this week, branches in the United States. That's concerning, guys. That really is something that you should be concerned about. The next thing, unbelievable with the rooster. The next thing is Elon Musk. Elon Musk right now is having an emergency vote to reincorporate Tesla in Texas. Never incorporate your company in Delaware, he said. So he had a shareholder fight with a musician who was an investor into Tesla and said it's his compensation package is absolutely outrageous. And with that, he shouldn't have his employment contract. So the judge kicks out his employment contract. So he says, wait a second, I'm not going to turn this company around and do all this stuff for free. So we're going to reincorporate in Texas. If you guys have a problem with that, let us know. Now, the people of Texas, they're thrilled about this. But what do you think? Do you think he'll be able to pull off this vote and get the vote into Texas? So, look at this guy. Okay, I didn't want to get you off your perch, buddy. But, so, share your thoughts on this stuff, guys, because it's getting to be, it's a lot. There's a lot happening right now. I'm going to finish this video with these last few stories. The first thing is the metaverse. Mark Zuckerberg lost an estimated $16 billion on the metaverse in the last year, in 1 year. Okay, that would kill any other company, but Facebook, no, Meta, whatever you want to call it. They've made money on you and I and everybody else. And, their Oculus, their headsets, and all that stuff just hasn't panned out to be anything realistic. Okay? HSBC, by the Prudential Authority in England, just got fined 57 million pounds for not protecting the identity of people's bank accounts and your privacy and your issues because people got clipped and got taken advantage of. You have to make sure that your passwords are protected always. Always, always, always make sure you have that. Final story is TikTok could not reach an agreement with Universal Music and could not work out a deal to pay for the rights to Universal Music on TikTok. So all these TikToks are now silent, which is kind of funny. The one that's really surprising is the Taylor Swift music is gone, and everybody's upset because they want to watch Taylor Swift prior to the Super Bowl. So please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And if you want to email me, it's hello@iallegedly.com. Onward and upward, guys. I will see you guys very soon.